Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing Soul on Fire, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Detours of Perspective, from Romans chapter 8, verses 27 to 30.
Should exalt him through your living today. Over time's a hard preacher. You know, we've been so conditioned to believe everything that the world says about the conditions of the world. And yes, times are bad, but I read in this Bible that I'm preaching from and living by today that God's still a good God. And if you know anything about the Word, God tells us what to look for in the last days. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's explicitly clear and plain what God is declaring in His Word in comparison to the days in which we're living. So it tells me today, man, you can look up and rejoice because your redemption draws nigh. It means Jesus is coming back. Hallelujah. Just suppose He was going to come back at high noon today. That's in about 5 minutes. Would you be worried or excited? Amen. You better be. If you're worried, you better get saved. Amen. You better get your house in order. If you got some unconfessed sin, you better get it under the blood. Hallelujah. You don't know when He's coming back. Yeah, but He's going to let you finish this message. Who said that? Amen. I really don't want to drive down the highway this afternoon. But hallelujah. If He wants to come, come on back. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm looking forward to seeing the King. How about you? Folks, listen. The Word tells us He's coming, and He's telling us we better get our house in order. You better get in the will of God. You better get surrendered to the Lord. You got to be in the place of prayer. You got to be in the place of service. You got to be in the Word of God. You got to be in the house of God. You got to just get filled up with Him today. See, we're walking around and we're half filled. And therefore today we are half ineffective for God. You can be far more effective when you're filled up with this power of the Holy Spirit. I mean the Holy Ghost. He says, and you shall receive, oh listen to this, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. How do you do what you do? How do you go as much as you go? How do you get by with so much little sleep? Man, there's something inside of me that keeps me going. Amen. I don't have a little box in my back where they stick batteries in me every morning. Let me tell you what, I got something far greater than that. I got something in me that never runs out and I don't have to plug in and recharge it. I just go to the Lord and He is good all the time. I declare the greatness of God. I trust the Lord in all things. I declare His goodness to me. And folks, when you get in the place that you let the power of the Holy Spirit get a hold of you and change you and transform you, and really you recognize where your help comes from. It's like David. He says, I looked unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. That same God is here right now. And so therefore, He can work mightily in your life if you today will desire for Him to work. Let me get off of these 3 points. And I didn't bring a poem. So today, we're going to look at the detour of perspective. We're continuing in this light of the life of a man by the name of Joseph. Joseph's life will mirror your life, actually in many degrees, that you face and the trials that you encounter in life. We all have detours, those things basically that we didn't plan on taking place in our lives that God wants to use. And when He uses those things, He'll take you to where God wants you to be. See, it's not important that you're where you want to be. It's important that you're where God wants you to be in life. Amen. So this means that you've got to have the right perspective about the detours that you encounter in life. Keep this thought in mind. God never takes you from point A to point B. You know, we've got GPS systems and all these other crazy devices that gets us. We log in, well, I'm going here and I'm going there. Here's my origination point, my origin, and this is where I'm going. And then so you trust that little box, that little voice, and turn left at the next light, turn right at the next light. Go down this highway 5 miles, go down this highway 25 miles, and you get to your destination. This is not what we're talking about. God's never going to take you from point A to point B. Now, we want Him to because you know what? There's something inside of us as humans. We want to know everything. We want to know how we're going to get there. It's not important that you know how you're going to get there. It's not important when you're going to get there. All that's important is you're trusting God to get you there. Amen. So what does God do? He doesn't take us from point A to point B. God is into this zigzag thing. You know what I'm talking about? Have you ever had the zigzags in your life? Amen. I have them every day. God uses zigzags in our destiny, and it's because He's doing two things at the same time. Isn't it awesome that God can do all things, exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think, according to the power that works within you today? So what is He doing? One, He's developing us today for our destiny. Hallelujah. He's conditioning you. He's getting you where He wants you to be. And secondly, He's developing the destiny for you when you're going to get there. So God's working it all out. Hallelujah. God's got it all lined up. You know what? God has to deal with us humans, and we get sidetracked, and we get out of His will, and we get chasing wrong things, and we go down wrong paths. But boy, I'm glad He's a merciful God, and I'm glad that His mercy is new every day. Great is His faithfulness to us, as Jeremiah said in Lamentations. So realizing that today, you've got to understand God's got a destiny for you, and He's got a destiny that He's preparing for you. So that being the case, today the psalmist speaks of it in this way in Psalm 105. He says, until the time that His word came, the word of the Lord tried him. So therefore, realizing and recognizing what God's doing, you may be sitting here today, and you know what you're doing? You're waiting. And you've still been waiting. You've been waiting for several days. As a matter of fact, maybe you've been waiting for several weeks. Well, actually, you may have been waiting for all year long. Waiting, waiting, waiting for God to do something. But the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Amen. Mount up as wings of eagles. Run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. Amen. That's what God does in our lives. So realizing you're waiting for your change to come. The thing is, you want it to happen in this stuff called flesh. But you've got to understand, we're not operating in the spirit of the flesh. We're operating in the spirit of the Lord. And God's timing. I know there's things that's happened in my life. And I told you last week a little bit about my testimony. And one of these, I've never actually preached my testimony. Maybe I ought to do that one Sunday or something, or write a book about it. I just don't have time to write a book. So anyway, you can get the devotion guide we wrote for you this last week. For October, November, December, it's back there on the table. Help yourself to it and you'll get a blessing from it. And it's continuing in the book of Acts. But you know, God has altered the course in my life many times. And I'm one of those, man, I want to move through what I'm going through to get to what I want to get to. But man, God does this zigzag routine on me. And so what's the purpose? Why does God take you through those places and times? Why does He zigzag your life? Because He's got a lesson for me to learn. He wants to teach me something. He wants to mightily use me. He wants to speak to me. And you know what? It's just not designed for me. It's designed for every one of us today. Amen. We want the change to happen now. But you know what? You've got to learn something in the change that God's going to make. You've got to trust the Lord in all things. You've got to rely upon Him because He's a God who will never fail you today. Maybe it's a Christian day, your situation, you know, that you're in. Man, I heard people say this. I didn't sign up for this. I didn't sign up to have miserable relationships in my life. I didn't sign up for the trial that I'm going through. I didn't sign up for this sickness that I'm encountering. I didn't sign up for the troubles that I'm facing. Man, I didn't know that came with it. Folks, trouble, trial, sickness, problems, miserable relationships comes in every area, fashion of life, whether you're a Christian or not. But the neat thing is about Christians, God brings some glory out of those places and times of what you're in, that He is glorified and exalted, and He'll bring good and answers and solutions to your life and get you to the destiny that He's got designed for you. Amen. Too many people are wandering through life and they're missing what God's got for them. Well, preacher, listen. You've got to get in the place today. You are calling on God and desiring to God and praying to God and believing in God that God's going to do a great and mighty thing. Is listen, the question you are asking today, when do I arrive at my destiny? When am I going to get there? When is the answer going to show up? I want you to know today, if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have a destiny. But maybe the destiny that you are pursuant of is not the destiny that God has for you. Because many times what we go after is a lesser thing. We want the substandard when God's got something greater than anything. Amen. He wants to bless you. See, the greatest blessings are not the things of this world. Doesn't have anything to do with this world. The greatest blessings come from God, don't they?
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.